VFW Mobile.
Hi, how you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good, Al. How about yourself?
A bench lesson, had to move all the rubble. Couldn't find a cam, but I found a toy. How'd you make out with your old DX yesterday? Did you finally get to see the pilot?
You know, yesterday I was, I did some over the weekend, got a couple other countries in there. Had a pretty good weekend, though.
Guys on the phone before, a lot of the extra class people have, I volunteered this with them before, that a lot of guys are generals, they think that, it's really funny, because I had a couple conversations with a couple of them one time about using more power, and I said, and I found out most of them don't even know the rules that apply, and I started talking to the guy, I said, you know what, you may have the license, but you don't know. You know, I was laughing, because some people are very arrogant, and they don't get it.
That one.
The thing is with me, is if someone knows more than I do, and I can really say openly, I'll respect their position on it, and until I see it wrong, then I'll do something about it. But what I find is, see, the problem with amateur radio today is, everybody forgets the basics, and they don't know basic math because they don't take the time, and they think that basic stuff is not important. Like one of the teachers told me, well, a vacuum tube has nothing to do with a chip or transistor. I said, listen, it does for one reason, and that reason is if you don't understand a simple vacuum tube and you don't understand a simple transistor, you're not going to understand a complicated circuit. I remember the first time I messed with a transmitter when I was a kid, and I was in ninth grade.
With any of that stuff when I was a kid.
I was on the CB band because I couldn't deal with the Morse code, you know what's funny about it? Believe it or not, I ran into the crowd on 11 meters that really knew what they were doing.
Get out there.
One morning I was messing with antenna and I decided I was going to do something stupid. And I got a little RF bar. And believe it or not, you can get RF bar with 5 watts, believe it or not. Messed with a little DX4 with a light bulb. And that's the one that burned my hand good. Next morning I had typing class. And I had to try to type. And I'll tell you what, it burned the inside of my finger right down into the bone. Got there this morning.
Yeah, it's wet and still getting more wet.
Another day of it, hey, aren't we?
I think it's ending later this morning and then starting back up tonight.
Great.
I think we're supposed to have 5 days of sun.
Rain on the weekend again.
Rain this coming weekend.
That when I see it. Kitty cat did.
KN4TFW.
He's laying down.
Got him some food.
Kitty cat, well, what happens when he tries to call me? I kick him out of my room so he has to sleep outside on the floor. I'm a stubborn animal I've ever seen in my life.
POT Mobile.
Tim.
So what's going on?
Just watching these windshield wipers go back and forth.
I don't have any rain coming down right now. I got a little bit of a mist off the ground, but that's it.
End of the day.
Fortunately not. We've been running a little slow here lately, so today's another slow day, I think, so I'm hoping we'll get some stuff drug in and pick it up a little bit.
It'll take forever to get over.
That, man, do they ever. A buddy of mine at work says it was slow yesterday. He got to build the hinge for my tower, so I'm picking that part of it up today. So another step closer to get that thing up.
Awesome, get you on the air.
Wait, are you going to put cement, is that what you're going to, the cement slabs, how are you going to do it?
That.
Anyway, it works pretty good. It's kind of a funny system. I don't know, what do you do, you got to pipe flange and weld something to it? Like the hinge, or you just got the hinge made? You get a piece of black iron pipe, put a flange weld, and then weld a plate to it, and stick that in the ground about a foot and 2 feet, and cement it in the ground, and then bolt your hinge to that, and it won't go anywhere. Now, South Carolina is wind.
How about that? Driving the truck today, so I picked the tower up, and this thing's got terrible cup holders, and I flipped my drink out, so I had to take care of that. But hopefully that won't happen again.
No.
It's got a lid, so it contained most of it.
Sometime at the fair, Castle, what there was a Bridgewater fair, all the firemen used to drink at the fair. Well, I decided, damn, said we couldn't drink at the fair, so I took one of those 20-ounce beer cups, couldn't see, so we got a big straw. And I'm sipping, I'm like, well, I said, orange juice, and the guy goes, what's that, orange juice, you want some? The guy tasted, I thought he was going to fall over.
XA Mobile. 4TFW.
Morning, KK4POT.
Hey,
sir. What's up today?
Let's crank up towers. You know, they're short enough, you can get them in a truck, and you might have to tie them in, but you can get them in a truck easy enough.
10 feet long, this section.
You've got a regular, you got like around 25 or something like that.
What model it is. It's a older one, but it's like, I guess I got 50 feet of it as far as sections go.
Yeah, okay, of course. Mine is just a crank. It's 22 feet long and you just crank it up. Yeah, that's a nice tower. That's a really good tower.
He's kind of sketch.
You get the tower and you hinge it. What you can do is you pull all your sections together, put your antenna on it, you know, your guide poles and all that stuff with your guide rings. And what you do is you take a wrench off the, and put a winch spot with a snatch blocker against whatever you want to do to pull it against to help you pick it up. So you don't need 35 guys to pick it up.
The winch on a truck to get it up and let it do all the work.
Oh yeah, that's the way to do it, man. Because it makes things so much easier. Ground rods, four ground rods, if you look, they'll show you your 8-foot ground rods. What you can do, instead of burying them straight down in the ground, you can put them sideways and dig a little trench and stick them around 3 feet and hook them together. And then you weld, you use copper band, and you fuse weld them together, and then you ground that, That way you get a good ground. But make sure you do the ground rods properly. You got to do four of them. The mechanical engineer, and he told the broadcast engineer used to work in a radio station, KJ4XY, he's a silent key now, but he thought he knew better than we did, so he didn't put the ground rods in the right place. My friend, the broadcast engineer, goes, well, now you got to drive two more rods. Now we got to have six rods because of what you did.
Measure twice, cut once, right?
My nephew's young, he's like, at the time, I think he's like 14 years old or something like that. And my friend Kevin just gave his wrench out of this. I'll talk to you when you're done.
What's your day, Al?
I kind of thought I heard you. I started listening to the TV. I was doing something. I didn't hear you guys.
Volume down because we were jabbering.
And they're pretty much on clockwork. I usually, you can pretty much set your alarm clock to you guys.
Sure. Wendy's over here has got breakfast. Wish I'd have known that. I'd have stopped in today. Maybe I'll have to do that tomorrow. Check it out. Pop in and get us a little something.
No wonder.
Spilt my drink once, now I gotta hold it in my lap, talk on the radio, shift my gears, try not to fall asleep, you know, all that. I'm not turning around.
You got plenty of time.
You work while you're gone.
Kidding.
You can see what kind of potato cakes they got.
Big old, potato wedges, you know, fried, look like fries, big fat fries, those potato wedges. I saw that on the pictures of it the other day. So that's their side.
Well, Matt, you can pass that up.
I forgot one time, my buddy up north, he made this pizza one time. We went in there, I said, well, he goes, we're going to get a heart attack special. This thing had ham, bacon, bunch of cheese, pepperoni. It had every single thing but anchovies on this thing you could think of. Pineapple on this thing. The guy that cooked the pizza said, Al, I don't even know how the heck we moved this thing. I was like, I couldn't believe how many toppings were on that thing. It was bad for him, but boy, was it good.
Yep.
Thinking about it. I'm 25 years old.
Wow.
In good shape, too. That's what saved me.
Change the subject, but I was going to ask, Ken, did you do any DXing last night?
Yesterday, and then, so we had dinner, and we just spent the evening together, and usually when she's off, I don't get on the radio or anything like that, but I did get my first QSL card.
Cool. I like that when it happens. Read the stupid thing. I was able to get to help to confirm the contacts because I never could use a computer to log them in.
Your card's made up, Mike.
No, I don't even have any business cards. Talk to me.
I'll get it done. You know what's funny? Once you get a hang of doing that stuff, when I meet you guys one day, I want to stay over there one night. Let me see if I can get some of those contacts you could. Because I'm pretty good at that. I can get around pilots. I'm really good at it.
What kind of HF rig have you got, Al?
6 Mark IIG is what I'm running here.
I'll string you a wire up in the yard. You don't need no tower.
You can't do it because you can't get high enough everything around it, power lines, everything. It's real bad. If you see this place, you won't believe it. So bad for antennas. It's unbelievable. My mom picked a real bad spot of my house, but it's a nice house.
What up? So I'm going to jump out of here. 7-3s to everybody. Hope you have a fantastic day, and we'll catch you later. KK4POT.
7-3, Tim. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
KK4NXC. This morning?
I just looked on the phone to see if he'd sent me a text, but I haven't heard from him.
Yesterday about Aunt Sue's being closed indefinitely, he said it wasn't for sale, they found out, but they really didn't elaborate on why it was closed.
And I hate that.
What's going on with bars and restaurants around these days? And I've seen it before. There was one place in Connecticut one time, where I grew up, and it was grandfathered in, and it was some kind of stupid zoning law that someone broke years ago, and then all of a sudden they changed the laws, and the neighbors got an uproar all of a sudden. Once that liquor license was gone and that restaurant license was gone, he could never renew it. And no one could ever do anything with it again, which is pretty sad when that happens. It's all stupid regulations. And I'm getting tired of government telling us what we can eat, who we can see, how we can live our lives. You know what? It's ridiculous. If we 54 Chevrolet running alcohol and burning tires all the way down my street with a sighted guy. I think I should, even if it's crazy, I should have the right to do it as long as I don't hurt nobody. Find a car, all junk station wagon. We're going to put a sign on that thing. It's going to say, this engine uses maximum fuel per hour, and it's going to burn alcohol, and I'm going to play around to every single car show. It's one of the things I'm going to do before I die. I'm not even going to drive it.
Tonight, Mike, so I won't be on HF tonight either. If I am, it'll be like 5:30 to 6, maybe.
Listen, I appreciate you sending me those texts. If I don't respond back, it's not because I'm ignoring them. It's because I'm probably doing something, but I definitely appreciate it. So anytime you hear of anything or, you know, just I appreciate it. Thank you very much. So keep me up to date and informed. And I'm looking forward to contacting somebody. I've been fumbling around with my radio on the noise or the breaker issue. I think I got that fixed. So next time I sit down, I'll be able to try to definitely seriously work something.
Well, yeah, I'll keep you posted in that. I was trying to get that guy in Ecuador, and I texted Ed, told him he was on, and dang, Ed got him, but I could never get him. So, but, yeah, I'll keep you posted in that. That's how Ed and I do. But sometimes, you know, like you said, you got other things you got to do. I'm out in the field walking the dog or making supper or something, just can't get on.
So, yeah, and I got a bunch of different things going on. I've been having a lot of company over, too. And I definitely can't walk away from that. But last night I wanted to get on the radio, but I had some people over. So, anyhow. All right. Well, I just wanted to tell you I appreciate you keeping me up to date.
Yep, Roger, we'll do it. Yeah, I didn't get on, too. I don't usually get on when there's a lot of storms and that, because it just, I mean, just too much lightning noise and everything, and the noise level, an S7, and man, unless you're just blasting, it's hard to hear.
S7 noise level, that's pretty loud. And remember, if you got S7 noise level, sometimes it'll take a signal at least 10 over 9 to easily get through it.
It seems like it's like that, you know, sometimes. Normally it's only about a 3.
Bunch of AMers one night, and I was lucky, and man was in pretty good shape. And my antenna hardly worked that night, and I was running, and I was 45, 50 over 9 in Kentucky, AM, with 25 watts, which is pretty unusual. But the noise level was 40 over S9, and I was having a hard time, but some of these guys got aggravated, and they were running like a kilowatt or something like that, 800 watts. And they were whacking at 60, 70 over 9 and nailing them. I said, jeez. I said, my God. I was curious, what kind of antennas you guys got? When you get a signal from Kentucky, which is only a little ways away, on skip, to 60 over 9 and bang, the S-meter gets the pin. That's loud.
So I'll catch you guys, hopefully maybe I'll catch you tonight on the radio somewheres, or definitely in the morning. And I'll say 73 and hope everybody has an awesome day. KN4TFW.
The pain scheme you think we got to put for someone to catch someone's eye in the station wagon. I got to think about it.
Hey, take care, Ken. 73s to you. Hope you have a safe and pleasant day. Have a safe trip home. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KK4NXC.
What scheme you think we ought to put on this thing?
Get on that one.
So I got to put a good paint scheme on it so the colors look good, so the one my buddies take around the car shows and stuff, it's got some cool graphics on the thing.
Don't worry with it.
But it's something that I've always wanted to do, and like I said, I'm not gonna be responsible. I'm not gonna get crazy and drive cars much anymore. I want to do that with the golf cart, though. I talked to ND7J, and I want to have that contest with other blind guys at fairgrounds, and I think we can realistically do it safely. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Right. way you could drive anything.
Hey, you need a sighted person with you, but you can do it. You can actually do it when you get the feel. As long as I need someone legally blind, or a sighted guy and a legally blind guy, we're both going to go at it. We're both going to have a contest and see how we do. Just for something to do. I think it's going to be fun. I've done that kind of thing before.
40-acre parking lot?
We can do it with someone sightless. It won't be a problem. I'll find a spot to practice and make sure I get it straight. But you're not too crazy. I don't have a lot of power, so you can easily do stuff like that. Police truck on here, they didn't stop doing it for a while. They had a sight guy and a blind guy. And they actually would have a race where the blind guy would drive the car and a sight person give directions. That was interesting. I didn't crash my car, but I messed up, and I didn't realize that to qualify for it, I finished last because I didn't want to wreck the car. So they didn't qualify me because I said, well, I didn't want to wreck the car and get somebody hurt. You know, if I knew I had to win a stupid thing, I would have won it. They gave me a trophy for finishing last. I got up my refrigerator, and I was up in, believe it or not, way up in, I think it was New York State somewhere, and I don't know, some funny maybe a news interview, I forgot I was on the air, I said something I shouldn't have on the air, and everyone played it back to it. Oh man, I was like, I said on national TV, I said, well, I said, I probably would have been better off doing that drinking or something, I said, and of course that got all the place that went wild about it, and I said, oops.
Don't say everything that comes across your mind.
Part of it too was it was on Channel 7 News in New York. Not a place you want to do that.
Nobody remembers that.
But I mean, at the time, I got a lot of crap over it. My friend that went to Florida qualifying in the Sprint Car Series in NASCAR. Somebody backed the valves off the engine. There was a mistake made on a valve, and they blew the engine up. But here's the deal. They qualified 0.4 seconds off the fastest guy. And that's pretty good for a rookie with a bad handling car. Tony Stewart came over and talked to him and said, you know what? Your guy's doing a pretty good job. You guys get that car hooked up. You tell him he can drive a car as loose as that thing was. I'm impressed. And that's pretty cool when Tony Stewart gives you a compliment like that. Your driver.
Are you working in the pit crew or something?
I helped the engine build. I helped the guy put in the car together with some engine theory and some parts. Him and I discussed some of the engine building setups that he had to use to set it up. We build engines together. He was a race car builder, and I was on a pit crew before. I hated it. It's too much responsibility.
Oh yeah.
Problem is, if someone makes a mistake, I was the engine builder on a crew. I had more experience, so it can't fall on me. It's a quiz. One of the guys made a mistake and didn't listen to me, and my driver hit the wall. And I said, well, I took responsibility for it, and I told the guy next to the crew next to me, I said, you fix it. I said, I'm through. I said, I'll walk away from this, and I'm never doing this again.
What?
The guys didn't change a Heim joint, which he should have changed, and I warned him about it. And the throttle, like, it stuck full throttle. He didn't have a safety hoop on. He hit the wall at 100 miles an hour.
Hello?
Because I should have made sure he did it. And I was the most experienced guy in the crew. And I told the other guy, the other crew, I said, fix it. I'm done. I just walked away. I put down my tools and never worked on another one. The driver didn't get hurt real bad, but he could have. Well, my friend Lloyd, I'm still going to get back involved and write the book about my friend that took it all over chance to one of the guys that worked with me and taught me. A lot of stuff. I'm going to still do that. And wait till you guys read this thing. You're going to laugh.
Yeah.
Information in our next 6 months so Kim and our friends can actually write it. I got to figure out how to compile all the information that I can and get it all together, get all my friends together to do it. For congestive heart failure stuff is tough. COP had all the, she gave me a big list of things I wasn't supposed to do, and I tore that up. You can't live your life in a hospital bed. You gotta move, you gotta, the less you do, the more you don't move, the worse you're gonna get.
Yeah, don't you think they know better than you when it comes to that?
The blindness enters into it, and they seem to think when you're blind, you have to live a substandard life, and I chose not to do that. I do what they tell me to do, but I know what I can and can't do.
Over with them?
They're good about it, some of them aren't. Well, they're nervous about it, because they said most patients don't do the things that you're doing as sick as you are. I said, well, you know, I'm not most people, and I've got to finish out what I started. To me, it's a mission I have to stay on until I'm done. And whatever happens, happens. With all those guys, it was really a lot of fun. I actually got out and did something. It was really fun. It's so great about guys in amateur rehab because everybody gets together, does things together. And one thing that you got to admit about amateur rehab, that some crazy people, some not crazy, but one thing with amateur rehab operators, everybody works together when they have a problem and solve it. What they have to do to straighten that tower out up there. They have got a big project. I realize what they got to do. Explain to me what they had. They're going to fix all that hard line stuff. But I realize they got to reinforce the tower and everything else to hold the antennas, which is, yeah, that's going to be really fun doing that. When they get this repair done, it is going to crank.
Well, hopefully.
What it used to do, and the way they're set up now is better than it used to be. And when they're done with the phased antennas and stuff with the hard line, whenever you get rid of it, doing what they're doing, it's really going to crank. No.
10 till 6.
I turned the shop lights off last night when I was down there. I unplugged the cell phone charger, and I got, because it was bothering things, and I got a few things off that should be, and it seems to be doing a little bit better this morning.
Doing fine.
No real major noise or nothing on you guys. What's going today?
Another shot. Well, I say shop tech. That's the made-up term. I got a shop foreman, and then I try to, you know, assist him, and I do some administrative stuff. I do technical diag. I help out. I do audits on the work coming out of the shop, make sure everybody's crossed their T's and dotted their I's. And I just do a bunch of different things. Today, I probably spend more time with the techs and auditing because my other manager slash tech assistant slash shop foreman assistant, he's off today.
So complicated. You know, in a small shop, it's tough to run a shop today because you got the guy that has to inform the techs what to do. There's so much, you got so much information you got to work with, and so much, and there's so many variations of things that you really got to keep up on, and you can't keep up on everything.
There's a lot going on, like kicking an anthill.
You know, one thing people don't realize about ants, if you watch them, I would say they're the most busy insects going.
Pebble tells the people that are lazy to consider the ant.
It's funny. I've met more, so a lot of lazy people. When I found out, like I told one guy, my old boss at the shop, he used to make excuses why not to do something. So one day I said, you know what? You know what you should do now? I said, what's that? I said, you want to write a book on excuses? I said, you know what? I'll bet you I could sell your book on making excuses better than make more money about selling a book, because I never seen someone try to make so many excuses why not to do something in my life. It would have taken less time just to do a shop about it. Ever hear of the Procrastinators Club of America? I was listening to CBS many years ago up in Connecticut, and, well, typical liberal radio station up there. And this guy said, this lady brought her toaster in to be fixed in 1952, and it was still sitting there. Isn't that funny?
Never heard of it.
It doesn't exist. I'd have to Google it. The Procrastinators Club of America. I thought that was pretty funny. That's one thing I really enjoy about the South, that everybody down here, they do a little bit more during some shops, a little, they take sometimes a little more relaxed work, but they seem to have a better work ethic down here.
Depends on where you go, but I've seen both sides.
Well, here's the thing you gotta realize. There's some people, the older guys, a lot of older guys, you know, I talked to a couple guys. When I first moved down here, I made a mistake of going to the Waffle House on a Saturday morning. And you don't go places like get breakfast in the morning if you're in a hurry down here, because it doesn't work out very well. It's the other way. I mean, guys I used to work with, man, they were slamming. You know, my old boss would get, I'd start that shop at 10 o'clock, and we'd take the phone off him for lunch. We'd eat our lunch while we're working, and I'd steal the phone off him. Customers would walk in the door, or eat your lunch, you still have to deal with them.
Now that's, you know, you talking about during your lunch?
And them guys lined up by me, seven guys hanging out by the door, and right off the street, and having a crowd, you have to deal with a mob at lunchtime, unless you lock the door.
Okay.
One other guy, three people. But it was crazy. My boss was one of those kind of guys that wouldn't say no. And we used to stay late at the shop until after 5 o'clock, and sometimes we wouldn't get out of there until 8, 9, or 9. I said, hell, if you can't get it done by 5 o'clock, you're not going to get it done.
Well, Al, I'm driving up. I'm a little bit early this morning, but I'm destinated. I'm going to go ahead and get in here and get started on my day, make a cup of coffee, or make a pot of coffee, and wow. A guy walking in the road in totally black clothing. I almost clipped him. But anyway, I hope you have a good day. Be careful. I'll catch you later. Well, maybe tomorrow morning. KK4NXC, I'm going to be clear on your final.
One thing I don't know why I used to find I was bad with that when I was younger. I didn't realize outside you got to watch out. You know, I am Kane, but canes don't have any. I don't know why white canes don't have an orange or something reflective to reflect them, because you can't really see them that well at night. Familiar, Chaos 4, am I clear?